to understand something exaggerated, but when confused, go down to the basics. Go back to the basics. In any aspect of life, this I learned a long time ago, and it was given to me, this little tidbit of information was given to me while, you could say, in meditation, although for us in shamans it's journeying. And I guess this is besides the point. I wasn't really journeying, I was just reflecting, which is another word that we use for journeying sometimes. And today I was doing the same thing. It's been a couple of days with a lot of activity and a couple of days with feeling a little disconnected from my path. I've had a couple of emails that I haven't replied to, and a couple of healings and spiritual workings that I had to put off for a little while until I would feel aligned again. This will happen to everybody, regardless of the walk of life that you lead. You may have a very chaotic life, or you may have a very spiritual life. This will happen to you. But that, at this point, doesn't matter, because we're talking about understanding certain truths, certain situations and certain positions that we are put while in this path that we call life. To understand things, we exaggerate them. It's almost like we put it on a magnifying glass or a microscope. You exaggerate and you magnify what you're maybe cannot see, or what you're seeing, and you magnify it. But you do the same thing in a mental experiment. If you eat a particular thing, or if you have a specific behavior, you magnify, you multiply that behavior to an extreme and project yourself, reflect on what the outcomes would be. If you talk to a specific person a specific way, be it negative or positive, loving or angrily, if you allow emotions to take over, be them fear, love, wishing, or if you allow addictions, habits of behavior, habits of thought, emotional habits to take over your life. Or if you allow lack of action in certain things, being passive, being up to a certain degree cowardly towards a situation that's creeping up on you, be it in the habit of behavior of someone else around you, or some external circumstance that is trying to overtake a territory that belongs to you. This happens in the most loving relationships. It happens in the office, happens at work, happens with neighbors, happens in traffic, and we allow it to happen sometimes. Now, while I'm on that, sometimes we can overreact. But this recording is not about that. This recording is about exaggerating, magnifying, multiplying things mentally, and reflecting on the possible outcomes that could happen as you do that, specifically in your actions, your thought processes, and also your speech, your expressions to the external world. But a few minutes ago, I was doing my daily routine of cleansing and praying and reflecting, and it was actually the opposite that made me decide to make this recording about going back to the basics, about knowing that life is not that complicated. It can seem, and it can ramify itself into being very complicated, but it does not have to be if you consider just the basics. Let me give you a couple of parameters. You're the product of your mom and your dad. Now, I'm talking in the year 2018, and currently in the political and social arena, there's a lot of debate going on about sexual orientations, and even how we're supposed to address people that have specific or unspecified sexual orientations, variations, preferences, etc. It can become confusing for either side. If you're on the side of somebody that hasn't had any variations from the expected sexual orientation you were born with, or if you are a person that is unsure what you like or who you are or what you are at this point. And yet, if you go down to the basics, you are at this point in 2018, hopefully, of course, the child of a mother and a father. In shamanism, we always keep that in mind. We walk over Mother Earth, the Pachamama, and our father is the Inti, the sun. We're children of the sun, supported and maintained and fed and taken care of by Mother Earth. But that goes a little deeper than just humans that consider Earth the mother. Because in shamanism, we are spiritual beings first. So we're actually spirits where Mother Earth has lent us, has given us, has provided us with this skin coat, this costume that we wear, made of flesh and bones and muscle and hair and teeth and nails and anything else you can think of. And every single thing we use from this body to the clothing, to your housing, to the food, the air, the car, computers, anything comes from Earth, mostly. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's meteorites that brought some certain things a few thousand years ago, but even that was provided for us to use here while walking on our Mother Earth, on our Pachamama. That's the basic, very, very basic. Our father is in the sky. He's the sun. And every morning he provides us with rays of his energy at precisely the right distance to feed us. And he makes plants grow, and he also does other things which are a little more on the mystical aspect, which I won't get into now, but I'll give you some ideas. He does, his light passes through the air, and we breathe in this air, and it illuminates us. We also become illuminated, or when we have an idea, or when we think a certain way. And there's many, many examples I could give, but once again, I would get out of the subject, so I'm going to stay on the basics. Father, Son, Mother Earth. Now, let's think about something that we all might deal with in our daily lives. Habits, addictions, things that we may like that may not be so good for our health. Let's just stick with basics of physical health for now. But later, this also could apply to emotional and intellectual health. All moms, which if you're listening to this, you have had one or have one or are one. All moms, by instinct, by intuition, by mere love and care, know how to feed their children. And they give them, to the best of their abilities and their knowledge, a diet that will have their children grow healthy and have a balanced life. Their diet is balanced. Now, children tend to want to eat more candy sometimes. They're in the mood to eat something maybe that is not good for their health in that particular moment. They're having a little situation in their stomach, or they're fighting a flu or a cold, and certain things should be eaten, certain things should not be eaten, and the child in that particular moment may want to eat things that mom knows best. Well, it's the same principle with Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Pachamama. She knows what we should have in this particular moment. And this is the reason that sometimes we request things like a significant other to come into our lives so that we're not alone anymore, or we yearn for more material comforts. We yearn for a health issue to go away, or for us to actually excel in some way physically, or for us to get ahead at work, be able to maybe pass that exam without studying, or studying less, or get that promotion where we may not be the most apt in this particular moment, or we hope we are the person that's most apt. And these things don't happen. Now, we might think why, or that the world is so unfair, or that things are, this life is painful, or we could adhere to some of the religions and their thoughts. Buddhism comes to mind right now, which they say all suffering stems from desire. So the conclusion is, don't desire anything and you won't suffer. Just be, you know, walk the world and live your years and try to avoid wanting something too intensely. Okay, I can understand that, and I could stay a while thinking on that, but mother knows best. So does dad, but dad acts a little different. But let's stick with mom for now. Let's say you like to drink, or you like to smoke, or you like to eat sweets, and you're gaining weight as you're eating too many sweets, or you go to the doctor and he tells you you've developed diabetes. Now, most people take that as a hit, but for a shaman, that's Mother Nature talking to us, telling us, hey, mom is telling her child, you need to eat these foods now, because if not, then this happens. Now, Pachamama, in all her wisdom, doesn't talk or spank us like mom. She just creates certain situations or conditions in this body that is always connected to the rhythms of nature, because it is lent, it is part of this world, and it is given to us as spirits for us to learn and evolve as we're here. So we listen and we go back to the basics and we understand. We know that our parents love us, and we know that they know better, and that at some point we will grow up and we will know why they're saying this. We may not like it in this particular moment because we want something sweet, or we want something relaxing, or we want something pleasurable, but it's not the time. And so we listen, and we're good children of the sun and of our Mother Earth, and we walk this world healthy and happy and learning and becoming strong. Now remember, regardless of your physical condition, you're a spirit, you're divine, and that is really what's in evolution right now. As you're listening to this, as you're here in Mother Earth with me, that's going back to the basics. Parents know best, and we are maintained right now by Mother Earth, and Father Sun is above us, always observing, always giving us, radiating his love towards us. Thank you for listening to me.